Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us in the studio is our resident quizzer, Mike Nothnagel. It is that time again, Mike.
It is indeed. How are you?
I'm doing fine, and last week I left everyone with a challenge. I said, start with the name of Reagan-era Attorney General Edwin Meese. If you change one of the letters in his name to an S and rearrange them, you can spell a two-word answer for why someone might have been selected to be Attorney General in the first place.
What is it?
If you change the N in Edwin to an S, you can rearrange those letters to spell seemed wise.
Which is something that may or may not have been true about me after last week's show. All right, Ian, on May 16th, 1866, the United States Congress eliminated the half-dime coin and replaced it with the nickel. The original design featured a shield on the obverse, the Liberty Head nickel came along in 1883, and that was followed by the Buffalo nickel in 1913. Let's see how much you and our listeners know about the president who currently appears on the obverse of the nickel, Thomas Jefferson.
Okay.
First up, in May of 1801, Jefferson authorized Major Jonathan Williams to organize the establishment of an institute for military education. Funding was granted in 1802, and it opened on July 4th of that year. By what name do we know this institution?
I'll guess West Point.
It's West Point. That's right. And Major Jonathan Williams was the grandnephew of Benjamin Franklin.
Uh-huh.
Signed in April of 1803 and ratified that October, the treaty regarding what land acquisition authorized by Jefferson added over 820,000 square miles to the U.S., effectively doubling the size of the nation.
That's the Louisiana Purchase.
It is the Louisiana Purchase. We paid at the time $15 million, which was about 4 cents per acre, and in 2013 dollars, that would have been about $236 million, or about 42 cents per acre. There are some one dozen U.S. cities named for Thomas Jefferson, but only one is a state capital. Which city is it?
Jefferson City.
In what state?
It's Missouri.
It's Missouri. That's right, yes. There are about 16 counties named for Thomas Jefferson, and an interesting fact is that Jefferson County in Virginia actually became part of West Virginia during the Civil War.
For a player to be named later?
That's right. Throughout his political career, Jefferson held numerous offices. Among others, he was the third president, the second vice president under John Adams, and the first person to hold what office under George Washington?
I want to say he was Secretary of State.
You would be saying the right thing if you did that. Yes, he was Secretary of State. He started that job near the end of Washington's first year in office. John Jay technically held the office before him, but at the time it was called the Secretary of Foreign Affairs. And finally, the epitaph on Jefferson's tombstone mentions three of his many important accomplishments, but, as per Jefferson's instructions, does not mention what rather important fact.
Is it that he's now dead?
Nope. That's a good guess, though. If you think of Thomas Jefferson, what might be the first thing that comes to your mind?
He doesn't mention his presidency.
It doesn't mention that he was president. Yes, the three things it mentions on his tombstone are that he was the author of the Declaration of Independence, he was the author of the Virginia Statute for Religious Freedom, and that he was the father of the University of Virginia. What three things do you want on your tombstone? Let us know. quiz@wamc.org.
Pepperoni, obviously. Or you can surf on over to wamc.org/anyquestions for another look at this week's show, some extra credit, or this weekly half-dime challenge, Mike.
Start with the name of Jefferson's estate, Monticello. Change one letter to an S, and you can rearrange the letters to spell the two-word name, three letters in the first word, seven letters in the second, of a cocktail. What is it?
Mike Nothnagel's Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, Facebook, The Washington Post, and other outlets. Mike, we will get rearranging and reconvene the quiz this time next week.
We will see you then. Perhaps on the backside of a nickel.